There's a tradition for American presidents to acknowledge Christmas with an official Christmas message to the nation. Here are excerpts from seven of them. Ronald Reagan, 1981. Some celebrate Christmas as the birthday of a great and good philosopher and teacher. Others of us believe in the divinity of the child born in Bethlehem, that he was and is the promised Prince of Peace. George H.W. Bush, 1991. At Christmas, we celebrate the promise of salvation that God gave to mankind almost 2,000 years ago. The birth of Christ changed the course of history, and his life changed the soul of man. By his words and by his example, Christ has called us to share our many blessings with others. As individuals and as a nation, there are countless ways that we can extend to others the same love and mercy that God showed humankind when he gave us his only Son. Bill Clinton, 2001. At this time of year, when the nights grow longer and often colder, our lives are brightened and our hearts warmed by the lights of Christmas. So much light surrounds our memories and celebration of Christmas. Candlelight in the windows, colored lights twinkling on the tree, children's faces lit with the joy that is reflected in their parents' eyes. The beloved Christmas story itself is a story of light, for as the Gospel of John tells us, Jesus came into the world as the true light that illumines all humankind. Almost 2,000 years later, that light still shines amid the dark places of our world. May all who celebrate Christmas this year rejoice in the special gifts of light that it brings, the love that warms our hearts, the faith that lights our journey, and the hope that promises us a bright future. George W. Bush. Christmas is a time of wonder and joy, of generosity and peace, that brings family and friends together in celebration and song. We sing old hymns and familiar carols, we show love for others in the giving of gifts, and we observe the hallowed traditions that make the season special. According to the Gospel of Luke 2,000 years ago, the Savior of mankind came into the world. Christians believe that Jesus' birth was the incarnation of God on earth, opening the door to new hope and eternal life. At Christmas time, Christians celebrate God's love revealed to the world through Christ, and the message of Jesus is one that all Americans can embrace this holiday season to love one another. Barack Obama, 2016. We join our fellow Christians around the world to rejoice in the birth of our Savior, and as we retell his story from that holy night, we'll also remember his eternal message, one of boundless love, compassion, and hope. Those are values that help guide not just my family's Christian faith, but that of Jewish Americans, Muslim Americans, non-believers, and Americans of all backgrounds. Donald Trump, 2020. Christmas is an opportunity for us to celebrate the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and to show our heartfelt gratitude for the abundant blessings God has bestowed upon our lives and our country. In this season of peace, we cherish the warmth, generosity, and faith that breathe life into our holiday gatherings. The love we share with our family and friends fills our hearts with joy, just as the story of Christ's birth inspires people all over the world. Joe Biden, 2022. There is a certain stillness at the center of the Christmas story, a silent night when all the world goes quiet and all the glamour, all the noise, everything that divides us, everything that pits us one against another, everything that seems so important but really isn't. This all fades away in the stillness of the winter's evening. And we look to the sky, to a lone star, shining brighter than all the rest, guiding us to the birth of a child Christians believe to be the Son of God, bringing hope, love, and peace and joy to the world. Seven presidents and seven Christmas messages. There are easily discernible differences in how they chose to voice the message of Christmas. Some highlighted the divinity of the Christ child, while others settled for a more general, almost secular message of peace. but all chose to use the annual Christmas message to draw us together as a people. At American Radio Journal, after this especially contentious election, let us also find ways to observe Christmas, the birth of Jesus, the Son of God, by boldly proclaiming that he not only came to give people love, hope, and joy, but also salvation. This has been Colin Hanna of Let Freedom Ring for American Radio Journal. Merry Christmas!